What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 553. In this episode, I'll discuss a study of the treatment of dyspepsia in patients who present to the emergency department. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode553. The use of a GI cocktail with varying ingredients is popular in emergency departments, both to treat dyspepsia and to attempt to distinguish non-ischemic from ischemic chest pain. This is a long-standing practice that goes back more than three decades. GI cocktails have traditionally contained a mixture of Donatol, antacid, and viscous lidocaine. When Donatol liquid became unavailable, the mixture was continued with antacid and viscous lidocaine. It's now generally accepted that these GI cocktails are of no diagnostic value in distinguishing non-ischemic from ischemic chest pain. This is because patients with ischemic chest pain can present with dyspepsia that resolves with a GI cocktail. However, the use of antacid plus viscous lidocaine continues for the treatment of dyspepsia in the ED. A research letter was recently published in Academic Emergency Medicine detailing a randomized controlled trial looking at antacid alone versus viscous lidocaine plus antacid versus lidocaine solution plus antacid. This was a single-center study that took place in Australia. Data from 89 patients split nearly evenly across the three groups were analyzed. There was not a statistically significant difference between groups for the primary outcome of analgesia. The lidocaine groups had incidences of oral numbness greater than 20%, and palatability was greater in the antacid-only group. The study was not perfect as enrollment did not take place during the overnight shift, leaving a possibility of selection bias. Also, while the treating physician and investigators were blinded, nurses in the study were unblinded, and a patient could easily become unblinded due to the distinct and unpleasant taste of oral lidocaine. Despite these limitations, the results of this study are in line with another previous small randomized trial conducted back in 2003. This study has been heralded as the death of the GI cocktail. However, it's remarkably similar to the study from 2003 that also favored antacid alone. Perhaps with the current era of social media and faster knowledge translation, the results from this study will stick and change practice. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.